My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to BS with Bobby and Sarah, the podcast where each episode BS stands for something new as we discuss the world around us and then play a game involving trivia.
Welcome to episode 37.
Basically laughs and learning today. And if you don't care about our stories or trivia facts, you can still listen to the show anyway because it's better than, I don't know, sitting in silence in your car because the radio's broken and you're in rush hour stop and go traffic. Oh, but you have one of those cars that shuts off after 5 seconds of idling and then restarts again when you creep ahead. And the fact that this has been happening for the last 37 minutes is about to drive you insane.
Oh, I don't like those cars.
Yes, our show is much more entertaining than that, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
Today, BS stands for brain stimulation, and that's because this show is going to be about some puzzling things.
Very puzzling.
But before we get into that, Sarah, why don't you tease us and give us a peek into what today's game is going to be about?
It's going to be a little bit of history about puzzles and some random stuff about puzzles.
Okay, so Sudokus, jigsaw puzzles.
Yes.
Chess, is chess a puzzle?
Is it? Is it a puzzle? Actually, yes, it is. But what category does it fall in? You will find out.
Okay.
Also, who is John Spilsbury?
Oh my God, I really need to know who John Spilsbury is. I'm going to listen the heck out of this show to find out.
Aw, thank you. Okay.
Not really. I don't give a shit about John.
Well, you will after listening to this.
Okay, so thank stick you. Around. There we go. That's the way to tease the show.
I'm not a good tease.
Oh, you're not? Your high school boyfriends would have something else to say about that.
How would you know? Does the word really get around that fast back in the day?
Nice product.
All right, so I was just like sitting around, putzing around my house, packing and stuff, and I thought about the term slumdog. And I was like, what the heck does that really mean?
Randomly and, out of the blue, you thought of the word slumdog?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't this ever happen to you where you're just like words or phrases will come into your mind or you'll...
Well, yeah, obviously slumdog millionaire, but I think there's usually a reason. It's not like all of a sudden I'm T-boned by a word in my brain.
Oh, that sounded so violent, but that is exactly what happens to me. Okay. I'll get T-boned by... either like a song or a phrase or a word or just a concept in general. And then I like think about it for like the rest of the day.
Sometimes I like to try and reverse engineer like how I was thinking about something. And I wonder if it's the fact that you were like, my place is disgusting. I have so much stuff. I live in a slum. Oh, slum dog. Because there's a dog right there next to my slum life. Well, but anyway, you were saying...
Yeah, this guy, and it for some reason it made me think of like slumdog. So I looked it up, and it's like, you know, when you live in extreme poverty and your living conditions are usually very bad and poor sanitation and like makeshift housing. So it's like you're in a pretty bad place, kind of.
Yeah, it's a pejorative. That's what you'd call someone who lives in a slum.
Is it like a fact, like, oh, I live in like a slumdog thing, or is that you're like very degrading to call someone that they live in a slumdog situation?
Yeah, it would be a degrading way to call someone.
Ah, okay. Well, then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, I don't live in a slumdog situation. Bobby doesn't live in a slumdog situation. Oh, that's another reason that it came up, because I was thinking about how much you really don't like billionaires and like millionaires. And I was like, I wonder if Bobby would ever even go on a game show, since with all the information, you know, like, would Bobby ever want to be a slumdog millionaire? And I'm like, he probably wouldn't, although now $1 million isn't really like so much money. Like, there's
I hate billionaires. It's not like I'm out here hating someone who like has $1 million.
Okay. All right. So it is like the amount of money. Like, a million isn't like as much.
Having $1 million is not as grotesque as having $1,000 million.
Okay. All right. So you would go on a game show if you were the potential was for you to win $1 million?
Of course. I'm trying to make money too.
All right.
But the thing is, I'm not going to be hoarding it. And $1 million does not go that very far. If you won $1 million, you can't retire. That's not enough to get you through the rest of your life.
No, not anymore anyway. Yeah. So I guess I got to thinking, and I was like, well, I guess if you would go on a game show, you wouldn't really start off as a slumdog. So your movie wouldn't be called Slumdog Millionaire. It would be called Castle Cat Millionaire, because you're kind of living in better conditions, like a castle, and then you're a cat.
Oh my god. That whole setup was for Castle Cat?
Yes, it was, Bobby. Castle Cat Millionaire would be the name of your
like
movie.
Suburban Salamander Millionaire?
Yeah, but that's not the opposite of dog.
Well, there is no actual opposite of dog. God. So Castle Cat Millionaire me if I won. Now, the whole point of that movie, have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have.
For anyone who doesn't know, he knows all the answers to the questions in the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire type game because he has living experiences about them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that movie. It's such a good movie.
I don't go outside and I don't have that many experiences, so I wouldn't be a Castle Cat Millionaire in that sense.
But you read a lot that way. And we have this trivia game. We have BS with Bobby and Sarah, and you've learned some stuff.
If they made a movie about me, it would be me on my computer and reading books for each question. Oh, I know that because I read that in a book. Oh, I know that because I read it in a Wikipedia article.
Well, you know what? Now I would definitely watch that movie because it would be such a good challenge to make that scenario interesting. How do you make it interesting to make a movie of someone just sitting at their computer?
Doesn't mean it would turn out well.
Bobby, worse stuff has made a lot of money out in theaters, so I'm sure you'd be good. You'd be good.
Well,
good to go.
For the record, I would not watch that Garbo movie.
No.
Next product.
I came across this product when brainstorming ideas for a Mother's Day present, because Mother's Day is coming up. And if you're listening to this at another time, I don't know, your mom's birthday might be coming up, or a loved one's Christmas celebration. You got to get them a present.
It's never a bad time to not give your mom a present.
And especially when you get older, it's like, okay, flowers and a card. You know, it gets pretty basic, even when your mom is like, no, I don't need anything. So you just grab on to any idea of whatever they have liked throughout their entire life. Like, you know they like strawberries.
Yes.
So you get them anything strawberry related, like strawberry shaped salt and pepper shakers, a strawberry paperweight. Yeah. Or if she likes puzzles and Jeopardy, you start looking Sudoku books. But then I came across a product and it's almost like offensively obnoxious to the point that it's almost no longer a gift. It's a burden. It's work.
A burden. What is this?
That is the world's largest crossword puzzle. It is 7 feet by 7 feet big.
Whoa.
Like, you need an entire wall to put this crossword puzzle on. It has 28,000 clues, 91,000 squares.
Whoa.
If you need a hint, you can thumb through a 100-page book that gives you helpful hints.
Oh my gosh.
Just imagine how many months that'll take you.
That just sounds stressful.
I know. That's why I said it's not even a gift anymore. It's like, oh, Mom, you like crossword puzzles? Here's 28,000 to keep you busy.
Here's the most overwhelming project you will ever take on besides your children.
I mean, it'll probably take 5 minutes to go from the clue to trying to find the location of where you're inputting the answer.
But you the need crazy coordinates? Thing
is, yeah. In the ad, they show a woman doing the puzzle with a pen, like a sociopath.
Oh my gosh. That's some confidence right there.
Who is using a pen on a 28,000 clue crossword puzzle?
Wow. Someone who is very sure of themselves.
They've set this up so it actually has a nice design. Like, from far away, it kind of looks like a nice Spanish style tile.
Okay.
Or Southwestern tapestry, which is good because you're hanging it on your wall because no one has enough flat table space for 7 feet by 7 feet. If you want to see a picture of it, I'm going to be posting it on our Instagram at BS with BS podcast, because now if we're talking about puzzles, that's an incredible puzzle.
It is. That's, oh my gosh, that's insane. That's so big. Oh, and speaking of big though, would you like to venture a guess as to the jigsaw puzzle with the most pieces ever so far?
You know, I wonder if it's along the lines of when you said, like, what's the most expensive coffin a few episodes back. I'm like, it could be anything. So the largest jigsaw puzzle, I mean, it could be 500,000 pieces. Some crazy artist overseas could have made a 1 million piece jigsaw puzzle.
Okay. You were not far off with that first guess though, right there.
And it's for sale. Like, I could get it on Amazon. That's the kind you're talking about?
Nope, it is not for sale. This one is not for sale.
Well, then what is it? Is it an art piece?
Nope, it was done by 1,600 students at the University of Economics of Ho Chi Minh City.
So economic students did it for fun, or I'm assuming for an art piece. And what is the picture of? That's what I really want to know.
I didn't look it up, but honestly, I wasn't even curious about what it is about, like what the photo is. I was just shocked and
I'm
like,
so glad
super
our,
impressed.
Part of our show is laughing and learning. And you're like, well, I'm not curious enough to learn what. Okay, how many? You haven't even said how many puzzle pieces.
It is 551,232 pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
Wow. And you had no interest to find out what the picture of a million
piece. I'm still in shock as to how big this thing is. And I'm picturing like the students, you know, how did they have to group up to do this, or what was their system?
Well, how big is it?
All right. It's 48 feet by 76 feet. And then it's 14.85 meters by 23.20 meters. So it's huge.
And so we don't know how they put it together, or if it was just laser cut and then numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 through 550,000. How long did it take them? These are all the things that I'm curious about. And you're probably like, you know what? Ho Chi Minh. Well, it's in Vietnam.
It's in Vietnam. That's super cool. I feel like it's just as big as Vietnam. It was done in September 24th, 2011.
Okay.
That's what I know.
I'm so glad we know the date. I really need to know what the image is. But instead, I'm going to say... It's economic students? It was probably some dumb math equation or the digits for pi.
You think it's like just a bunch of numbers put together? You're not thinking it's like a replica of Van Gogh's Starry Night?
Well, maybe if it was artists, but they're economics, so they're number dweebs, I'm guessing.
I mean, the sheer number of jigsaw pieces alone would be enough for me if I was an economics major.
Damn, we're all about big stuff today. The largest crossword puzzle, the largest jigsaw puzzle, and we didn't even confer.
That's very
true.
We
didn't be like, hey, you take this, I take that.
And speaking of large numbers, do you want to know how many categories there are in the Greatest Book of World Records thus far?
The Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, because all of these questions were like flying in my brain, like, whoa, how many categories are there? Because I was thinking, like, what's the biggest jigsaw puzzle? Like, is it in a Guinness book? But then I was like, no. I want to know how many categories there are.
See, the thing is, it used to be like legit categories, but now you could be Guinness World Record for most plates balanced on your head while walking down a flight of stairs in April. In high heels. Like, they've gotten completely ridiculous and out of hand.
Control.
Basically, you could pay to own a Guinness Book of World Records or title.
I actually have a list
of
some of the easiest ones.
Okay. So I have absolutely no idea how many categories there are. Like 14,000? And what's a category? Sports? Animals? Like
basically anything you can hold a record for.
Okay, then yeah, like 14,000. Like infinity things you can
40,000 so far.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous.
You know, that's like, a lot.
I think
because they do have a list of some of them on their website, and they keep changing it every week, obviously, because people are like, oh, there's a new record. Let me try and beat it. So these are some of the easiest ones. If you want to be a record holder, these are some of the ones that you can like do at home. So one of them is most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds, or tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds. Fastest time to arrange the alphabet from a can of alphabet spaghetti.
That actually
really
sounds
simple
fun.
Simple stuff. Most Smarties eaten in 60 seconds, blindfolded using chopsticks.
See, that's one of those very specific. It's not just how many Smarties you can eat in a minute.
Mm-hmm. It's like the
you're
one
also
you came
blindfolded.
Up with.
You're also chopsticks. Like, you just keep adding a little something else to make it unique and your own.
Exactly. Yeah. And you killed some time and you make a record. But do they charge? Like, sounds like you've looked into this, Bobby.
I haven't actually looked into it, but I'm going to say you probably have to submit some money.
Like an entrance fee?
An entrance fee, or else they're going to be getting tens of thousands wacky, wackadoo ones every day. And then you probably also have to pay like $25 to have the certificate shipped to you, because how else is that company going to be making money? No one's buying those books anymore.
Yeah, that is very true. Especially because it doesn't make any sense to buy a book with all this information that keeps changing.
Exactly. Great point.
Nice product.
All right. It's game time now. And today I'm going to be asking you some questions about puzzles.
Okay. Question number one.
Question number one. So the king of jigsaw puzzles, his name is John Spilsbury.
And oh, we finally learned about John.
Yes. See, I told you, you'd be finding out some info on him. So he originally was a land map maker, or what's another word for land maker?
Cartographer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so he engraved these things. So that was how he created the first jigsaw puzzle, was he kind of cut around all the little countries, and so that you could like assemble them back together.
Okay.
What is another, what would be another phrase for that? What do you think he called them at first?
Is it multiple choice, or I just have to come up with it?
This one you will have to just come up with it with your
he
brain.
He called them cut cartographies. Cut. Yeah. He called them cut cartographies.
Okay. I can see how you got there. But no, he called them dissected maps. And that's what the first jigsaw puzzles were called for a long time. And they were mostly used by teachers to teach geography, which makes sense.
I fear asking the question, what year was this?
1760.
Oh, okay. Wow, you came up with it.
Yeah, of course. I wanted to know how far back these things were made, you know, or how it came about.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. And there are other famous John Spilsbury's. Was one of the other John Spilsbury's a cricket player, a cellist, or Princess Diana's limo driver that died in the crash with her?
Yeesh. Got very morbid all of a sudden.
You know me.
You know what? John Spilsbury, it sounds very Commonwealth. So I am going to say he's a cricketer. I'm going to say he's an Aussie cricketer.
All right. Well, he is a cricket player. You were right. But he is from London, or the United Kingdom.
London town. London. Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Good way to go for you. Would you like to know the name of the driver, Princess Diana's driver?
Dodi Al-Fayed.
Nope.
Oh, that was her boyfriend.
Yeah. Did you look this up, or do you just know that off the top of your head?
No, I know Dodi Al-Fayed.
Oh my gosh. How? Why?
Castle cat millionaire, baby.
What the hell does that mean? Oh.
Oh my. You invented it.
Oh my God. I just nearly blacked out from how hard I left.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
That was not even 20 minutes ago.
Oh my God. This is why I am not smarter than a fifth grader. Okay, well, the driver was called Henry Paul.
Yeah, okay.
So RIP Henry Paul. All right, next question. So a lot of people think that John Spilsbury used a jigsaw to cut these maps. And in fact, the jigsaw tool was invented by Albert Kaufman. And you need to tell me what year this was that it actually happened. Was it 1602, 1946, 1752, or 1820?
In my head, I was thinking 1800. I was going to guess like 1857. So the fact that only one of them was in the 1800s, I'm going to say the 1800s one. I think 1946 is way too late because we already had like two world wars by then. And I'm sure they were using jigsaws to cut metal for planes and tanks.
Okay.
And bicycles for the normal people who weren't in the war.
For all the children.
So I'm going to say the 1800s, unless it turns out to be like some really old wooden type tool.
Okay, so 1820 is your guess, and it actually is 1946.
What?
So
are
yeah,
they talking about like the electric jigsaw?
No, the jigsaw, and it was created by Albert Kaufman. He was replacing the needle in his wife's sewing machine, and he replaced it with a little saw, with a little blade, a serrated blade. And that's how he was like, oh, I just invented a thing. Invented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew there was no way that the guy in the 1700s to cut paper used a jigsaw, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, most people kind of assume that since it's called a jigsaw puzzle.
Most people are idiots. That's what I have to say about that. He used like the same knife to like chop up chicken for his dinner to make his dissected maps.
Well, he used a Marchetti saw. Marquetry saw. Don't know what that looks like either. I wasn't curious about that image either, Bobby.
Well, that'll be on the Instagram too, maybe.
All right, here's another question around Jigsaw. Can you name the movie franchise with the villain's nickname Jigsaw?
Saw.
Oh, okay, dang it. I guess you do watch other movies.
I watch films.
You like villains?
I said films.
Oh,
films.
Films.
With a really affected voice.
Quite. Saw. I think I only saw the first two, because then I was like, oh, this is getting too grody for me.
You saw the first Saw?
Yeah.
Also, the answer was half of the name of the villain.
Yeah, Big but see, saw, I didn't saw. Know that. If you don't watch gory movies like that, which I honestly didn't even know, so I'm still learning things about you, Bobby. I didn't know that you liked those movies. So I was like, if he doesn't know, this is going to be a really good question, because he's going to not know what the heck at all.
Hey, I know what TikTok is and I don't like it. I don't have to like things to know about them.
Okay. Fair point. It's a fall. Okay. Okay, so how many movies thus far do they have in that franchise?
I think there's 8 or 9 of them.
You got to land on a number here, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to go with 8.
Well, damn it, you're right.
Oh, wow.
Because they have Saw 1 through 6, and then Saw the Final Chapter. But is it really final? Nope. And then Jigsaw. And then there's one coming out this year called Spiral.
They should have called it Circular, like a circular saw.
Well, maybe there's a spiral saw.
I'm going to go with no, just because circular and spiral saw, that's too many. There's too many round saws.
Too many circles. Yep. So there's a ton of puzzles is kind of like the umbrella term. And then there's a bunch of different categories. So I would like you to name a few of these actual puzzles within each category. So a logic puzzle, can you name 3 types of logic puzzles?
A riddle? Like the ones that you get on your math SAT. If train A leaves station Oberhof at 8:02 and train B, I don't know what you call those. Mathematical logic.
Well, you named
I already
one.
Said logic. I don't
You'll get,
you I
get
have
a
no
point
idea.
For each.
I can't logically think of any type of logic puzzle. So I give up.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, okay. All right. Well, here are some examples. Sudoku, a brain teaser, nanograms or pie cross, cryptograms, chess puzzles. Those are all like logic puzzles.
It didn't help that I didn't know the other categories, because I guess I would have assumed Sudoku under the category of like mathematical.
Okay. So I'll tell you the other categories.
That's my excuse. That's my logic.
So since I'm Sarah and I'm the nice one, I'm going to give you the other branches. That way you know what to categorize and what not. Okay.
Yes.
So the other other 3 are mechanical puzzles, word puzzles, and other. So can you list 2 types of mechanical puzzles? The definition of a mechanical puzzle is something you manipulate physically.
So like the Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Do you know that little thing at Cracker Barrel that has little golf pins?
Yes.
And you have to like hop over it and your goal is to only have one remaining?
Yep, I love those.
That thing.
Yes. Okay, that counts. And then the other very obvious one, Bobby, can like for an extra credit point, been talking about it this whole time. But what I was trying to get at was jigsaw puzzles fall into the mechanical puzzles. All right, so now we're in the category of word puzzles. Can you list 2 types of word puzzles?
Crossword. I already talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Largest one, 7 feet. Crazy.
7 feet by 7 feet, 7 feet squared. Yeah.
That's insane. That's taller than most people.
Like riddles? Like what is black and white and red all over? A newspaper.
No, that is not a word puzzle. I mean, that's not a...
Oh, is that logic?
Yep.
Mad Libs? We did that one episode.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. That was my saddest moment.
It's not really
moment.
A puzzle.
Okay, well, here's some other examples of word puzzles. A word scramble or anagrams.
Oh, yeah, I love scrambles. A word search.
There you go. You got it. You got one. And then another one is like a letter arrangement puzzle, which is a good example of that is Scrabble.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. And the other puzzle categories, would you like to name just one? Let me know if you want a clue because I got a real good one.
Yeah, I definitely need one.
Okay. We do it on this show.
Oh, I guess trivia.
Yeah. That's another puzzle, another category.
But it involves words.
It does.
And logic.
Yeah, actual like math puzzles actually fall into the other category.
So the Sudokus they fit into logic and others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's like lines that are blurry.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of overlap. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Venn diagrams circling each other.
Yeah.
Circles circling everywhere.
Yeah, and then there's this one type of puzzle that I did not recognize the term for it. It's called a rebus, and it's often abstract and require good critical thinking skills. And it uses words, pictures, and other elements arranged as a clue for the solution.
Okay, so for example, it would show a stick of butter and then an airplane. What would that be? And then the airplane is like going up into the sky and has little trails behind it, so you know it's moving.
Ooh. Butterplane. Butter and airplane. Departure. Butterparture. Butter...
Maybe it wasn't a great example right off the top of my head, but I was going for like butterfly.
Oh, okay.
So that's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
Yes, I think that's exactly what it would fall into that category. A rebus.
Oh, I like those. Those are fun.
All right. So the next question is actually, Bobby, you're going to have to answer the questions from the game show in the movie Slumdog Millionaire.
All of them?
No. But most of them, because there are like, I think two or three that are very specific to Indian actors and Indian names, which I would not expect you to know.
Aishwarya Rai, Priyanka Chopra, Salman Khan. I can go one more.
One more, one whole other one. Okay, so next question. A picture of three lions is seen in the national emblem of India. What is written underneath it? And here are your four options. The truth alone triumphs, lies alone triumph, money alone triumphs, or fashion alone triumphs.
I really doubt they're going to talk about fashion. Wait, what is this on? The emblem?
Yes.
So, okay, not the flag, because the flag is orange, white, green, mm-hmm. with like a circle in the middle. I'm going to say the truth alone triumphs, because that is the best one. And if it's not, that should be what's on the emblem.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird if fashion alone triumphs was the answer. So yes, you are correct. It is A, the truth alone triumphs.
It's a beautiful sentiment as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Next question. In depictions of God Rama, he is famously holding what in his right hand? A flower, a sword, a child, or a bow and arrow?
I think it's going to be one of the weapons. And for some reason, before you started listing them off, I was thinking like a three-speared trident. I don't know
Whoa.
Why. He's not Poseidon.
He's not Poseidon
of
yeah.
India. I am going to say a bow and arrow just in his right hand. I'm going to say a sword.
Okay. It is D, a bow and arrow.
Dang.
50-50.
A bow and an arrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you should probably look up a picture of that too.
It'll be in the Instagram.
Yay. Okay, this one's super easy, but you know what? I'm going to throw it at you. On an American $100 bill, there is a portrait of which American statesman?
It's only easy because of the song. It's all about the Benjamins,
uh-huh.
baby. If it wasn't for that song, I would have been stressing.
Bobby,
Benjamin Franklin.
I feel the exact same way. Yep. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's really the only reason I know that. You know what? This is why it proves that when you put information in songs, it sticks better in your brain.
And Jenny's phone number, 867-5309.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Bobby, who invented the revolver? Samuel Colt, Bruce Browning, Dan Wesson, or James Revolver?
James Revolver sounds like a joke. So I hope it's not him. I thought you were going to come out with Mr. Glock, whatever that last name was. I'm going to go with Wesson. Yeah, I'm going to go with Dan Wesson.
Dan Wesson. I believe there is a pistol or revolver called Dan Wesson, but the answer is Samuel Colt.
Ah, that seemed like such an obvious answer. That's why I didn't go for it.
Oh, Bobby.
I do know that there's a company called Smith & Wesson, and they're all about firearms and guns, and so that's why I went there, but I guess he didn't invent the revolver.
Yeah. Second to last question. The Cambridge Circus is in which UK city? Oxford, Leeds, Cambridge, or London?
I'm either going to say Oxford or London, and I have absolutely no idea. And I, first of all, I know it's not a real circus. That's all I know.
Oh. That's news to me.
Oh, is it? Is it a real circus?
I don't know, Bobby.
Does it have animals? And no, I don't think it's a real circus. I'm going to go with London.
You are correct. And then I guess why it's not a real circus. I had a hard time picturing an actual circus in London. But maybe it is.
Cambridge Circus is a partially pedestrianized intersection.
Ah,
I don't
okay.
know why it's called the circus, but
there are lots of people, man. Very cool. Well, for those that didn't know that it wasn't an actual circus, now you know. Now I know. All right, last question, folks. In Alexander Dumas's book, The Three Musketeers, two of the musketeers are called Athos and Parthos. What was the name of the third musketeer? Was it Aramis?
Yes.
Do you want to hear the other ones, or are you that sure?
I'm sure, but yeah, I still want to hear the other ones.
Okay.
I want to hear what you came up with.
Cardinal Richelieu, D'Artagnan, or Blanchet?
D'Artagnan is he's the fourth one.
Yeah.
And so Aramis is the third musketeer.
The third musketeer, yes. Yeah, those last bunch of questions were from the actual quiz in Slumdog Millionaire, the movie.
I saw Slumdog Millionaire because I bought a bootleg DVD in a shopping mall in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
Wow.
It was $1, and I believe the building that I bought it in was at that time the only building in Cambodia with an escalator.
Whoa.
So that was cool.
That is very cool. So anyway, I forgot to keep track of the points, Bobby, but I'm pretty sure you either got halvesies or you won, maybe? Should I count them?
No, no one gives a shit. No one cares. It's more about the knowledge than knowing what number I got.
Yeah,
to.
I think that's the fun part, too.
And listeners, if you kept score, I'm sorry that you couldn't put it up against my score. But you know what? I'm guessing you won.
Yeah.
If you could follow that quiz, you deserve a win anyway.
You know, I'm not a professional quiz maker.
I know. There's just a lot of sub-questions and then questions about questions and then five different types of puzzles that I had to name.
Well, yeah, we covered a lot of ground. And if anyone followed that, yeah, yep, more power to them. Good for you.
You know, I was joking when I said at the beginning of the episode it was going to be a puzzling episode.
Oh.
But in the end, I think it really was.
You know what? Yeah. You had to piece together the whole structure of that trivia today.
It was more on of a theme. Mess than a jumbled up box of 500,000 jigsaw puzzle pieces.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, for that game.
Thank you all for joining us today on this very puzzling episode of BS with Bobby and Sarah. Please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your things.
Yeah. Visit us on Instagram for the Photoshops
and the
jokes that we send. If you want to leave us a voicemail, try out speakpipe.com/BS with BS podcast. And you know what? Last week, someone left us a voicemail to be a part of their documentary. Mm-hmm. No big deal. But you can just use it to say hi or ask us a question or you know, submit a topic or trivia question.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Well, on that note, my name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And this has been Some BS.